Is this bracelet newly bought?
Impressive, huh? I had Ling Hong find it for me.
This will add to restaurant's costs again.
How could it not? A boss lady needs accessories for work.
Letting investors eat rice next door to the kitchen. Buy the diamond yourself. How can you do this?
If you want to eat fancy, go to Huang Ho Road. I won't stop you.
At the turn of the year, a TV drama, Blossom's Shanghai, became the talk of the town. The drama's great storyline, movie-like cinematography, and strong cast made it an instant hit. Its popularity also brings 91-year-old actor Yu Wen-chang back to the spotlight. His supporting role as Uncle, a sharp, witty, and charismatic business veteran, captivated audience young and old.
What's this?
Oh, I of course know this very well. It is this thing changes our fortunes. Subscription vouchers, right?
Wrong! It's a favor. $30 each. And they can be worth a lot.
Blossom's Shanghai is an epic that depicts the profound social and economic transformations that Shanghai saw from the 1960s to the 1990s, as you can hear from our AI-dubbed movie trailer. The drama depicts a group of young people who brave the ups and downs of change in the economic and social landscape by swimming with the tide to pursue success in their personal and professional lives. In the drama, Uncle is a legendary business veteran who serves to connect the past and present. Although Uncle remains nameless, is nonetheless a crucial figure in the drama.
Good. Send another invitation over to show Zhijin Garden's sincerity.
It's on its way.
One day each. It seems like this boss is determined to invite Mr. Bao over.
Oh, Uncle?
Uncle has undergone many personal ups and downs, which lent him wisdom and a keen understanding of human nature and business. He becomes the mentor of the protagonist A Bao later in life. He provides A Bao with help and guidance in both business affairs and at a crossroads in life. He's a central figure behind A Bao's success, escorting him as A Bao rises from an obscure nobody to a prominent business figure on the Bund, whom everybody wants to rub shoulders with. Hu Ge, who stars as A Bao, comments on the importance of the role of Uncle.
耶稣这个人物他是经历了这座城市
The character Uncle has been through several development stages of Shanghai. I particularly agree with what author of the novel Jin Yucheng once said in his interview, that in the role of Uncle portrayed by Yu Wen-chang, one sees not just a person's story, but the history and evolution of a city. In a sense, Uncle also represents the vicissitudes of a city. I think perhaps only a veteran like Yu Wen-chang could reflect such a rich history.
As a veteran actor, Yu Wen-chang brought the character of Uncle alive. His age and appearance, his understanding of Shanghai and the world of Uncle all contributed to him being ideally matched to the role. His refined acting skills reflect every bit the sophistication, depth, and sharpness of Uncle. After being absent from our screens for years, Yu Wen-chang appreciates the role of Uncle, which brought his acting career to another level. To win this role, he too, at the age of 87, made careful preparation for the audition with the director Wong Kar-wai.
我让导演对我产生一个
I wanted to give the director a general impression of me as a living witness of Shanghai's transformation.
Wong Kar-wai is a big name in the Chinese-speaking movie world. His masterpieces include a Palme d'Or award-winning romance drama, In the Mood for Love, sensual camera movements, a romantic burst of colors, and brilliant cinematography are typical of Wong Kar-wai movies. He's famous for painting moods with music. These features are richly available in Blossom's Shanghai. Yu Wenchang saw the collaboration with the director as the opportunity to learn something new. And he won this role, for a good reason. Born in the 1930s and attending theater school in Shanghai for some years, Yu Wenchang had personally witnessed some of the changes of the city. He speaks Shanghai dialect, a must for most of the figures in the movie, as all the lines in Blossom's Shanghai are voiced in that dialect. In addition to such an advantage, Yu Wenchang also went back to the original novel for a deeper understanding of his role.
I skipped over the original work because it was a thick book, so I flipped through the book looking for the keyword uncle and didn't find it at first. But the line the author put at the end of the book, flowers don't stay forever red, felt a bit pessimistic to me, somewhat like the tragic beauty, Dai Yu, burying the falling peach blossom petals while lamenting her own ill-fated, short-lived life. As I understand it, life should be a continuing journey looking for something aspiring.
He felt the role of uncle should be an aspiring figure in the TV series.
The screenwriter and director reached a consensus on the character of uncle. They agreed that uncle should be a spiritual guidance beckoning the hero to always fight for the future. In that sense, uncle should be a figure with a bright personality.
Uncle gives a lot of advice to Abao, yet he's not a boring preacher. In fact, some of the very complicated thoughts and emotions of uncle are expressed not in words, but in meaningful stares or a quick, contained glance. Yu Wenchang did a standout performance in Blossom's Shanghai, but it did not come easy. To allow the camera to get the same scene from different angles, the same actor would have to be repeated a couple of times. This was a challenge to Yu Wenchang, who spends most of his time these days doing stage performances, where each act is spontaneous and there's no going back for any single scene during one performance. He had to learn to remember how he performed each time and repeat it for retakes. And he had to readapt quickly, as a 90-year-old.
38°C.
Amid a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius, we shot a scene that required us to wear heavy winter coats. After each take, we find ourselves totally soaked in sweat. A retake is a test for every actor, because it means we'd have to go through the unbearable heat again. But we kept on doing one take after another until we were all satisfied, and we could not show any trace in our performance that we finished the scene in such hot temperatures. Acting to me is somewhat like an athlete doing a high jump. The bar lies up there. Can he cross it? Maybe he can, or maybe not. I could only try my best to cross over it.
So what is the high bar that he sets for himself then?
The bar I set for myself is the standard where I need to give my best and not to feel regret later on.
Though well recognized and respected for his acting skills, Yu takes care not to play the teacher, meddling with other actors' performance during film shooting. Neither would he point fingers at others' performances. He has his own theory in this regard.
It's not my role telling other actors how they should perform. The relations between two collaborating actors should be a two-way communication and cooperative. Some critics love to use the phrase acting competition to describe a good performance between two actors. But what is acting competition? Competition implies one party trying to subdue the other in acting. This is not right. If after filming you only feel you act well, it may not be a good thing. On the contrary, if you feel your collaborating actor has done a great job, it might mean you have also acted well. The relations between collaborating actors should be mutual trust. It's narrow-minded to compete in acting.
Retakes are something unavoidable in movie-making. But with Yuben Chang, it didn't actually happen that often, unless it was for getting multi-angle shoots for the same scene.
I am a drama actor. For me, the more you play a scene, the more you are at ease with the flow of your acting. But these scenes can be a double-edged sword. Either your performance becomes routinized, or you find freedom to explore new styles. I hope I could achieve the latter.
He did achieve the latter. His nearly seven decades of acting career sees him creating several classic movie figures that audiences can relate to. What are some of the most unforgettable roles that Yuben Chang has created throughout his long acting career? What's the personal story of the veteran actor? More to come on Footprints. You're listening to Footprints. Blossom's Shanghai reintroduced uncle Yuben Chang to audiences. It also brought back fond memories of many other iconic roles the actor had played in the past several decades. If you could travel back in time 40 or so years, you'd probably find that the drama dominating primetime slots on TV in 1985 and the years that followed was Ji Gong Monk, starring Yuben Chang. Ji Gong Monk was a rather unconventional Buddhist monk in Chinese mythology. While practicing Buddhism, Ji Gong breaks taboos by having a penchant for enjoying meat and wine. He also possessed their supernatural abilities and used them to seek justice for all. Donning tattered robes and shabby shoes, with a good bottle of wine hanging on his waist and a broken fan in hand, Yuben Chang became every bit the legendary Ji Gong. The merry monk traveled around wearing either a lackadaisical expression on his face or a mischievous smile. Even while bringing justice to the weak and punishing the baddies, he does so in a playful way, dealing with every trouble with good humor and occasionally mischief. The Ji Gong Monk, as portrayed by Yuben Chang, became an instant hit. He became famous overnight, at the age of 52. He also rightfully won the Best Actor Award at the 4th China TV Golden Eagle Awards for this role. In the showbiz industry, lucky actors might hit upon a great role and rise to stardom at an early stage of their acting career. Yuben Chang is not one of them. Success has never been smooth sailing for him. In fact, Ji Gong Monk was the first leading role he'd secured. By then, he was already in his 50s. Yuben Chang studied performance art at the Shanghai Theatre Academy. After graduation, he had a difficult start to his acting career. For decades, he was only able to get some minor roles in theatre. Sometimes, his role only involved 10 seconds on stage, with no lines at all. But he would still gladly try his best to make these minor roles meaningful.
I think in a drama, if my acting skill is just enough to play a minor role, then I'd be glad to take up this minor role and make it a classic minor role, just like my role in The Storm.
He was talking about his earlier role as a serf in the play The Storm, adapted from A.N. Ostrovsky's play of the same title. The serf was supposed to appear on stage for a little more than 10 seconds, trailing behind a noble lady just to the other end of the stage and be gone. In some people's eyes, an inconsequential role such as this is dismissible, but Yuben Chang believes it still had room for real acting.
I browsed through 19 translated works of the playwright Ostrovsky, including The Star, to get a grasp of the playwright's style. The servant's identity might be a serf, so I designed my role as a serf servant. He may have injured his leg from years of hard labor, lost eyesight in one eye, and suffered from respiratory disease. The noble lady went on stage. I should trail behind her on stage with no lines. But no lines doesn't mean no voice. So I came on stage, breathing heavily.
He ultimately appeared on stage as a lame old man with one blind eye. He trudged along on stage, breathing heavily, following his mistress around, careful not to get in her way. This 10-second stage moment successfully revealed the serf's status and life story. In such minor roles, Yuben Chang polished his acting skills, explored the art of performance, enjoyed the pleasure of creativity, and waited for his turn to shine. It was a long wait. In the process, Yuben Chang took an interest in pantomime, where he would perform solo in front of the audience, making them laugh to their heart's content. The turning point came in 1984. A pantomime performance at the year's Spring Festival Evening Gala, always the most watched gala party on Chinese New Year's Eve, helped the whole country get to know Yuben Chang. He performed a 4-minute-long pantomime titled Shower. The 51-year-old used only body movements and facial expressions to act out funny little mishaps during a shower. The funny scene provoked tears of laughter in many, and caught the attention of a director who was looking for the actor to play Ji Gong Meng. So one thing led to another, and Yuben Chang got the lead role of Ji Gong Meng, which helped him shoot to fame the following year. Ji Gong has now become synonymous with Yuben Chang. But instead of making as many movies as possible, Yuben Chang was careful in choosing his movie offers. He has always been true to what his theater academy taught him. Don't be a star, be an artist. Then he did something that astonished a lot of people. He sold his flat to raise funds to bring to the stage a play about Master Hong Yi, another renowned Buddhist monk who was famed for his thoughts and literary accomplishments. The drama was staged in 2013. Unfortunately, it didn't do well in box office. From a business standpoint, the drama was not successful. But for Yuben Chang, economic gains or fame has never been his primary goal. He did not regret one bit his decision to create the drama.
What is money for, after all? Is accumulating wealth our life pursuit? Those who know how to use money are owners of their money. Those who kneel for wealth are misers. Money is a tool. A wise person must know that. China's traditional culture and philosophy taught us this. Once you get this straight, you know what your life pursuit is.
A lackluster box office didn't quench Yuben Chang's passion for acting. And although he was missing from TV or the silver screen for some time, he has never really been away from acting. Throughout these years, he's been active in theater and on social media.
One kiddo asked me to share my secret to longevity. Well, no secret. I've always been this thing. But if you keep yourself mentally young, you will never get old.
This was 91-year-old Yuben Chang interacting with his followers during a live stream on Chinese social media. For the actor, this is a way for him reaching out to young people and to imparting his understanding about life and the performing arts to those who are interested.
I believe in the saying, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you will still land on a star. When you have faith in something, you find your strength and direction, and your chance of achieving something will get bigger.
Today, people look at Yuben Chang's acting career and say, Jigong Monk marked a highlight moment of his acting career. Uncle marks another top moment. But to the veteran, there are still more great roles beckoning him to explore.
I once heard an old farmer sing a ballad. The lyrics go like this. You scale up a mountain, then cross another mountain. What you see is still rolling mountains. You travel down ridges after ridges, only to find more ridges before you. In the past, we say when you stand on the Mount Tai, you find all other mountains merely small hills. But in fact, there are mountains higher than Mount Tai.
Now, at the age of 91, Yuben Chang has concluded, he doesn't want to be a star, nor an artist, but just an actor. With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. Thanks for listening. I'm Ningjing. For more episodes, just a key in Footprints, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.